tranche de vie, une émission proposée par JF. Sont deux étudiantes indiennes en fin de stage au lycée agricole La Pérouse de Coulounieix-Chamiers. Elles nous parlent de leur expérience. Aujourd'hui, le 4 avril 2023, un mois après la journée portes ouvertes du lycée agricole, nous sommes encore au lycée agricole en présence de Ria et de Bhumika, étudiantes indiennes qui sont en train de terminer un séjour en Périgord, en France, et qui le terminent, puisque ce sont des étudiantes en technique agricole, agroalimentaire, qui le terminent au lycée agricole. Et nous sommes en présence aussi de Madame Galmiche et de Monsieur Patrick Pourcel, qui se sont occupés particulièrement de ces deux étudiantes pendant leur séjour. Ria, Bhumika, thank you so much for us. Speaking in for our radio, could you introduce you? Could you tell us where you are from in India?
Good evening. I am Ria.
Ria Bhumika. Pouvez-vous vous présenter et nous dire d'où vous venez en Inde? Bonsoir. Je suis Ria. Je viens du nord de l'Inde, de l'État de Uttarakhand, au pied de l'Himalaya. Je suis en master de transformation des produits alimentaires. Je suis Bhumika. Je viens aussi du nord de l'Inde, à 250 km de New Delhi, du même État. Êtes-vous de la même université que les étudiants indiens précédents qui sont venus au lycée La Pérouse? Oui, nous venons de la même université. On ne les connaît pas, mais on vient de la même université. L'université J.B. Pant, qui est l'université d'agriculture et de technologie, qui s'appelle aussi Pantnagar University. Elle est située dans un état qui se trouve au nord de l'Inde. Et c'est là la plus grande université d'agriculture d'Asie. Elle a été créée juste avant la Révolution verte en 1960. À quel niveau d'études vous situez-vous? Ria, je suis en master de transformation de produits alimentaires. Bhumika, je suis en train de préparer mon doctorat, mon PhD, en nutrition, à la fois transformation de produits et nutrition. Et où en êtes-vous? Je viens de finir ma troisième année et j'espère soutenir ma thèse cette année. C'est tout prêt. Vous allez avoir beaucoup de travail. Et vous, Ria, allez-vous préparer une thèse aussi? Probablement. Je voudrais continuer en recherche et développement dans le domaine de la transformation des produits alimentaires. Je vais explorer les possibilités de l'industrie pour vérifier s'il y a de la demande. Quelques explications maintenant sur ce que vous faites.
On combine alimentation et technologie. I wish to finish my PhD, hopefully.
So it's coming soon. You'll got a lot of work in the next year. Yeah. About you, Ria, do you consider to engage into preparation of a PhD later on?
Probably, because I want to get into the field of research and development in food processing. So first, I would like to explore in the industries, and if it requires a PhD, I would go for PhD.
Well, food processing is a vast subject, and which part of food processing in particular are you working? Can you explain briefly to our listener?
Okay, so basically we work in food technology, wherein we combine technology and food to make new food products, not only food products but also packaging material. We study the microbiology of food, we study the science of food. So it is like an umbrella, food technology, under which we study different aspects of food.
And later on, you will specialize more in such a field.
I am more interested into new product development, like developing new food products.
Oh.
So I want to get into research and development.
Mm. Could you, and Bhumika, about you?
Yeah.
In which field of food processing are you working? What is the subject of your PhD?
So my subject for PhD is human nutrition. And I'm working on a disease called metabolic syndrome. So it is a disease, it is a precondition where a person is exposed to a few health aspects where later in his or her life they can develop diabetes, heart disease, stroke, cardiovascular diseases, nervous system problem. Like, it's a complex disease, and I'm trying to solve this problem with the help of food, how we can like overcome this problem just by managing our food and working into traditional foods and metabolic syndrome.
It means that you have contact with medical scientists?
Yeah. Because my field of expertise into disease, so I have to work with in the field of medical as well. But not specializing in the field of medical, because I'm more focusing on the food. So just how the disease work, how many prevalence of the disease is there in India or in the globe. So that's.
So you are the right person to know what to eat and what is good to eat and what is bad to eat and what.
Mine, alimentation et technologie pour mettre au point de nouveaux aliments, mais aussi de nouveaux emballages. La microbiologie alimentaire, la science des aliments, la technologie alimentaire recouvre tout ça. Et plus tard, quelles seront vos spécialisations? Eh bien, nous allons chercher à mettre au point de nouveaux produits alimentaires dans le domaine de la recherche et du développement, dit Ria. Et Bhumika, votre spécialisation, c'est la nutrition. Je travaille sur une maladie appelée le syndrome métabolique, une maladie complexe qui peut déclencher du diabète, des attaques, des maladies, des troubles cardiovasculaires, des problèmes nerveux. Comment peut-on atténuer ces risques au moyen d'une alimentation adaptée, et en particulier d'alimentation traditionnelle? Voilà ma spécialisation. Donc, vous avez des contacts avec le monde médical, oui, bien que mon vrai champ d'investigation reste l'alimentation. Et vous êtes donc la personne ressource en matière d'hygiène alimentaire. Oui, c'est ça. Que savez-vous de l'agriculture française, de l'agriculture d'un pays minuscule comparé au vôtre, avant de venir? Que saviez-vous de cette agriculture? Tout le monde connaît la France grâce à son histoire, mais son agriculture, on la connaissait à travers la renommée des fromages, des vins et de la viande française. Pourtant, nous, nutritionnistes, le mystère est de voir les Français en si bonne santé alors qu'ils consomment des fromages, du vin, de la viande en quantité, alors qu'ils ne sont ni obèses en général, ni diabétiques. Est-ce que ça n'est pas un cliché facile, ça? Non, vraiment. La faible fréquence de l'obésité nous frappe.
Of agriculture in France, producing rich variety of cheese and wine and people eating cheese and meat and drinking wine every day.
Yeah, because I believe that when you in the world, France is famous for cheese, wine and bread. When we came here, the first day we got to taste cheese, different cheese, wines and breads. So for me, breads, that is wheat, would be good here. Secondly, I believe that France is a cold country. So I had an idea that there would be plums, peaches, apples, like the fruits of cold areas. And yeah, that's it. Cows, because of the cheese. But here, I got to know that people are very fond of sheep milk. Chef, goat milk and sheep milk. And for us, it is quite hard to, it is the flavor and the aroma is not very pleasing to us. So it is we are not fond usually of consuming it. We don't usually consume it, but here people do consume it. So that is a different thing for me.
But you know, there were big changes into the perception of how Asian people are feeding. For instance, in Europe, for a long time, we believed that Asian people were not able to digest properly milk milk product, for instance, Japanese people or even Chinese people. But now we realize that Japanese are eating cheese and eating meat and eating.
It is a condition called lactose intolerance, wherein we cannot digest food, digest milk. But I don't think lactose intolerance is that common in
prevalent
India.
Prevalent in Asia. No. Yeah.
Asia itself. It's
more
not
like
that
a West
common.
Problem of the West.
Much more, much more familiar with the cows and milk product.
It's just that in Asia we consume mostly the milk from the cows or buffaloes, but not from the chev or from the sheep. So, like, it's only when you have a dengue, a condition called, like, when a dengue fever. So, in that condition, you consume chef milk.
Nous sommes maintenant le pays le plus peuplé du monde, avec 1,4 milliard d'habitants. Et on est le septième pays par l'étendue. Et le pays est autosuffisant du point de vue alimentaire. Mais l'occidentalisation fait que les gens se tournent vers une alimentation plus étrangère. Burger, pizza. Mais en même temps, le pays reste surtout végétarien. Donc, produit et exporte surtout des produits végétaux, des céréales, des légumes secs. La vente de produits carnés emballés, comme en France, est beaucoup moins développée en Inde, où l'habitude pour les consommateurs de viande est d'aller acheter directement de la viande fraîche à la boucherie. La transformation des produits est en général moins poussée en Inde, comme dans le domaine des jus de fruits par exemple. Atouts et faiblesses de l'agriculture des deux pays, quels sont-ils ? Un des atouts de l'Inde est sa forte population. Mais en France, vous compensez la faiblesse des effectifs agricoles par une forte mécanisation.
And there we saw the vineyard, that is also from Alise, and which is famous for Mumbaisiak wine. So that was a great experience. As we are from like food processing.
Did you try it?
Yeah, we did. And we do like wine.
I don't like the Mumbaisiak variety. It's too sweet for me. It's too sweet. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's
but
too
I,
sweet.
I think like you.
I think it's a bit too sweet.
It's too sweet.
What would you say if you compare India and France in the field of agricultural processing, product processing? Is India more and more engaged into processing the agricultural product to sell the product in town, in supermarkets? Because the part of the Indian population living in town is larger and larger in India. Mm-hmm. And so many people cannot buy a raw agricultural product. They have to buy processed product. Does it change the aspect of the agricultural industry in India?
So let me tell you a very interesting thing about India. We are like the most populated country in the globe with 1.4 billion people. And we are seventh largest in terms of land. And still, no matter if you're living in a village, countryside, or you're living in a town, we don't have issue with the food. We have sufficient food to feed all the people, even the fresh food. But with the change in the, like, people are more bent toward the Western culture. So they are going more for the food which is from the West, from America, for example. So we go for more processed food, like burger, patties, and pizzas, maybe from Italy. So that causes like change in the eating pattern. And if you're talking about the agriculture, difference of agriculture between France and India, India is mostly a vegetarian country. We do not eat cow. In India, even if you're a Muslim, you do not eat cow in India. So we produce more of like a vegetable products or pulses, wheat, and we are like very good exporter of wheat,
fruits
vegetable, pulses, milk. A lot of things.
About the poultry?
So we do produce poultry, but it is not like here you process the poultry, you pack it. In India, you cannot find packed meat. Like you do not sell packed meat. You go to the butcher.
Common. It's not that common in India to purchase packed meat. So that is why I think the companies don't introduce it because it don't have a market there in India.
Yeah.
Mostly we go to a butcher shop and we purchase fresh meat.
If you want to eat duck meat, for instance, you have to buy fresh meat.
It is more preferred. It is preferred in India.
Do you think there is too much processing food in France? Are you surprised? Have you been in some supermarket to see the range of products?
But one thing which is different here, like even the product is processed, it is not changed from its natural form. For example, if you talk about fruit juices, here you do not add sugar to the juices. Like it's fresh juice here. Like it's no sugar, extra sugar added to the juice. So in India, it is not the same. I think there you make the concentrate first, then you add sugar to sweeten it. So because people prefer to drink sweet juices. Mm-hmm. So even here you're processing products, it's like it's not, they're not changing the nutritional property. So it's good, I think, in the processing here, it's fine.
In fact, it all depends on the price you are, the customer is ready to pay. Because in France, you also have a fruit juice in which they had sugar and which is made out of concentrate. So what would you say about the asset and liability of agriculture in the two countries? Now you know you became an expert into French agriculture.
Not really.
Yeah.
Asset, like what I would say is that asset for India is the population of India. We have more manpower to work in large fields. So we have very large fields and we have population, we have manpower to work. But on the other hand, in France, the things are mechanized. So again, this could be an asset for like France, that the things are mechanized. Like yesterday, we went to one of the teachers' place and there, for me, it was the first time actually seeing that the udders of the cows, the milking was completely mechanized. So the milk was directly coming from the pipe, from the udder, through a pipe to the refrigerated tank. It might be in India, but I personally have never seen that in India.
Yeah, but like for small farmer, it is not like that. For big milk industry, it is there.
But you mean that your country is so huge, and the agricultural part of the population is so big that you are still part of the agricultural activity, which is traditional.
It is some way very nice because it employs people. It gives like more employment to the people.
Yeah.
So it is good for us. If we go completely mechanized, it would be a great problem.
The final question, but would you add something that would you think we forgot something to say about your experience here in France? Were you shocked by your food or food habits
So for food, it was like I was very skeptical, like how am I gonna survive for 1 month? But we have brought our salt and sugar. We thought that the taste might be different of even the salts. We were like so concerned for the food, and our parents were, but surprisingly our spices, salts, everything are just packed. We like the French food.
So
it is very good for us.
Even though there are not much spice .
We do like
You know that most of the French, maybe 90%, do not like at all spices and particularly hot food.
They
are very reluctant to eat hot food.
Yeah, but it's
How about you, Bhumika?
Yeah, the food is really good, and also I am vegetarian. I do not eat meat, no fish. Mm-hmm. So the chef in the canteen, he's really kind, and he's like always making vegetarian food for us, like with no meat, no fish. And even though it is not in the menu, he prepares that for us. And also for me, one thing, like I had a perception before coming to France that people here are going to be rude. They are going to be like arrogant. They're like, okay, we don't want to talk to you. Don't talk to us. But it was completely opposite. Like people here are so welcoming, so nice. We are here for, it's been a month, like we are here for a month, and not for once we felt like, it felt like, yeah, we are at home. It's nice. We talk to our parents daily, but it felt like, okay, we do not we did not miss the home. We did not miss India. It was like we are in home. So it's really good. Like people here are really, really, really nice.
So Bhumika jumped directly to the good side of your trip.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that you were given vegetarian, correct vegetarian food.
Yeah.
Because,
One strange thing I would mention for vegetarian food, like if we say we don't eat, like we are vegetarians, we are asked the questions,
meat.
We don't eat meat, then do you eat fish? So I think fish here is considered vegetarian. Fish and chicken. Because sometimes when we say we don't eat meat, it has fish, no meat. So for vegetarian, I think the definition is different, quite different.
Comme nous l'avons vu, dans une exploitation d'éleveurs laitiers, où toute la traite était mécanisée jusqu'aux cuves réfrigérées. En Inde, si l'agriculture traditionnelle se mécanisait à ce point, nous aurions un gros problème. Comment emploierions-nous la population rurale, qui est surabondante? Et maintenant, une question finale. Qu'est-ce que nous avons oublié de dire sur votre expérience en France? Avez-vous été choqué par les habitudes alimentaires, par exemple? Eh bien, nous étions sceptiques au départ, mais de manière surprenante, nous avons aimé la nourriture française, même si elle est moins épicée que la nôtre. Mais même pour des végétariennes comme nous, le chef à la cantine a eu soin de ménager nos habitudes. Et nous avons beaucoup apprécié. Nous avions peur de rencontrer des gens impolis ou arrogants, et c'est tout le contraire qui s'est produit. Tout le monde a été si gentil. Nous nous sommes sentis comme chez nous, jamais isolés. C'était curieux quand même que l'on nous propose du poisson ou de la volaille au lieu de viande pour respecter nos habitudes alimentaires. Mais la consommation de viande rouge diminue en France et c'est tant mieux pour la santé des gens et le climat. Alors quand même, vous n'avez pas goûté aux spécialités animales réputées de notre pays comme le foie gras? Non, non, pas du tout. Alors, rien à ajouter? Non, sinon que tout s'est bien passé, que professeurs et étudiants ont tous été si gentils avec nous. Et vous savez, nous sommes allés danser presque tous les week-ends. Et les musiciens et les danseurs, tout cela va nous manquer beaucoup. N'oubliez pas aussi de dire à vos auditeurs que vous êtes tous les bienvenus en Inde. Vous serez surpris par l'Inde, qui est un Wonderland, qui est un état, c'est ce qu'on appelle l'Inde incroyable. Merci beaucoup à vous deux. Nous vous souhaitons une bonne continuation dans vos études et un bon retour. Merci beaucoup. Merci à tous. C'était Des nouvelles de La Pérouse, une émission consacrée aux échanges internationaux du lycée agricole La Pérouse de Coulounier-Chamiers. C'était Tranche de vie, une émission proposée par Jean-François.